This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Major breaking news in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. As we now know, and we're getting new information today, three officers, law enforcement officers, killed. Two others wounded in a shooting. This is North Codorus Township, York County, Pennsylvania. And that shooting happened yesterday afternoon as those officers, we're told, were serving some kind of a search or some kind of a warrant. It all started with a domestic situation. So as far as the two surviving officers, we know that they're in critical condition this morning, but stabilized. So they have stabilized their condition. And we know there was a big news conference about this. Governor Josh Shapiro speaking out. I believe our AG Dave Sunday also issued a statement as well. And they were at the hospital. I'd say it's closest to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in York County there, but just a tragic situation. So four of the officers from Northern York Regional Police Department, and the fifth officer was a York County Sheriff's deputy. And they did reveal last night, this was making national news, as you can imagine, by the way, overnight and into this morning. So like I say, I believe there's going to be another update for us at some point this morning. Really an appeal for prayers for these two other officers. They're in critical condition. I know that they were at the hospital, Governor Shapiro and many other officials, bipartisan support, which was after a rough week and everything that's happened, it was nice to hear, for example, Governor Josh Shapiro speaking out yesterday. And as well, he talked about how much he appreciated that our, at the top, General Pam Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, who he knew from back in the day when he was AG here in PA, she was Florida AG, how she had called him and had personal well wishes for him as well as the officers. And telling Governor Shapiro from Pam Bondi, whatever you need as far as federal resources, whatever we can do to continue this investigation, we've got your back. That was nice to hear that level of bipartisan support here. But apparently these police officers were serving a warrant in that area when a suspect pulled out a gun and opened fire on these officers. That suspect shot and killed by police. Initial reports stated that the man had turned his gun on himself. That's not what happened here. This was, sounds like some kind of a shootout. There was a shelter in place in the area, a terrified community. And so we know that there was that procession with a long line of emergency vehicles accompanied by the bodies of those three fallen officers from that scene of the shooting to the York County Coroner's Office. That happened late last night. So this, if you're just waking up, you're just hearing about this tragedy striking this area. This is still under investigation. So I know that ATF was involved. It sounds like initially they were called there, officers called there the night before for some kind of a domestic, came back with a warrant. The fact that ATF is involved, there's an even broader, bigger investigation. So they're still on scene this morning. But we have two officers fighting for their lives this morning in York County, Pennsylvania, and many of the officials, including Governor Josh Shapiro, meeting with the families of those two critically injured officers, but as well those three officers who died at the scene.
Today might be a good day to have our buddy Mark Fusetti on the air, who obviously used to serve warrants for a living in Philadelphia, and he dropped off the copy of his new book on last Friday's broadcast. I mean, just the dangers that those individuals face when they're serving those sorts of documents. I would imagine, too, with ATF and the amount of officers that were there,
yes.
I mean, obviously a domestic disturbance is bad, but for that sort of police presence, makes me feel like they were serving somebody that was very, very high risk, perhaps allegedly, and I'm just speculating, mm-hmm. with a massive track record. I've never heard of that sort of police presence for a domestic situation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And the fact that ATF is there.
This yeah.
is some heavily
yep.
armed. So you're exactly right. So this morning, all flags across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania lowered to half staff in honor of those three officers killed in York County. All Pennsylvania state flags lowered at all public buildings, grounds throughout the Commonwealth, and will stay lowered until the fallen officers are in their final resting place. That word from Governor Shapiro this morning as we grieve for those families, pray for them, and as well thank them for their ultimate sacrifice. And we'll continue to follow the story as soon as we know more. It was a late-breaking story, so they're not releasing names of these officers, making sure all next of kin is notified. Mm. We have a 14-year-old boy this morning, by the way, in stable condition, North Philadelphia. This was she was shot inside a home, this under investigation. And as well this morning, we know that there is a third man convicted of setting up a home invasion in Montgomery County. This is Lower Marion, Pennsylvania. Left a man dead, a young man dead, a son, as he was protecting his mother, who was also shot. She survived, but is now paralyzed for life. After members of this junk removal company from Bucks County went to the wrong address in an attempt to steal weapons. And so the jury deliberated for a little over an hour, convicting 27-year-old Jeremy Fuentes, a Philadelphia man. And this verdict reached last night with Fuentes found guilty of second-degree murder, conspiracy to commit robbery, conspiracy to commit burglary, a whole long list of charges in connection to the murder and that home invasion. Happened in the Wynwood section of Lower Marion back in December, just about 2 weeks before Christmas time. And so in this one, Fuentes was providing information to Charles Fulforth and Kelvin Roberts. And that's what led those two guys to break into this Lower Marion home. We've talked about this case, just a tragic situation. 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio, he's the one, the son, who was shot and killed while protecting, literally acting as a human shield for his mom, Bernadette Gaudio. And they had already shot her, this grandmother, in her bed. And these guys break in. They shoot her as she's laying there in her bed. She's paralyzed. And her son now trying to protect mom. And they shoot him, kill him, Andrew, the son. And she was able, with her voice activation of her phone, that's how she was able, Bernadette Gaudio, to call the authorities and call for help. So they were able to save her life. Her other son has spoken out about this tragic situation there. But these guys, these idiots from this junk removal company from Willow Grove, they were scoping this out, went to the wrong address, and then it became the murder of this 25-year-old. Ugh. Horrible situation.
Slimy and stupid.
Yes. Yeah. Amen for that one. So we have that story going on today. So much happening. I know that we'll talk about D.A. Krasner. He had two different meetings, a town hall yesterday as he continues his town hall meetings, but as well was talking about the news of the day. We'll get to that one. We also have the Federal Reserve that met as expected. They did lower rates, not by the half a percentage point, which everybody had hoped for, but a quarter of a percentage point. And that one, they say, we are expecting the other two times the Fed meets before the end of the year. So at least rates are coming down. That was happening yesterday afternoon as well.
By the way, for those of you who are out at Piazza with us on Friday, and you guys put your name in this little fishbowl to be the fourth box on Kale & Company. Today, we will pick the winner.
Oh!
Today, we're going to pick the winner live on air.
Beautiful.
I guess I probably should have checked with the promotion staff to see if legally I can do this, but... I'm gonna just do it anyway, because unlike Jimmy Kimmel, I know the consequences of doing things. So,
wow.
But
you'll have to excuse him, folks. He's still under the influence of shrimp.
But yes, sometime this morning. I'm not gonna say when. I'm not gonna reveal when. You have to tune in all morning to I will reveal. Maybe I'll even do it during the Dawn show. Maybe I'll break in during the Dawn
show. I'd love it.
Right.
Do it. Bring it on.
Dawn and I are hearing about this for the first time right now, folks.
That's awesome. Right.
And we have Linda Kearns.
The hell with promotions.
We have Linda Kearns coming in the 10th. You could just stay with Linda. And, you know.
Play Elvis.
The big boss. We were talking to the big boss yesterday.
David Yadgarov.
No.
Oh, which other big boss?
It's even a bigger boss.
Oh, Biggity Big?
Yeah, Biggity Big. Yeah.
And he's like, so how much do you guys discuss beforehand what you're going to say? He goes, we all bring our things and we do it live on air.
That's why it's fresh.
We do a show sheet and a cut sheet, and then we figure it out from there.
Fresh and raw.
He just looks at it and goes, okay, whatever works for you guys.
Well, that's funny.
Don't question my genius.
That genius is at work.
Thank you.
They took a page out of my book.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I'll just headline this one for you. It's a follow-up story. So you may recall this story, a champion local wrestler, top student, full scholarship to college, indoctrinated son of a prominent Philadelphia criminal defense attorney, found guilty yesterday of attempting to build weapons of mass destruction and targeting events and sites across the Philadelphia region. So the jury did convict Mayi Uddin Abdul Rahman, 19-year-old kid. He was 17, if you remember this, when this happened. So for building and possessing explosives, high levels of explosives, for plotting potential attacks, and his intended targets included the Philadelphia Pride Parade, the Army-Navy football game, Valley Forge Military Academy, and college, which, by the way, the high school's closing on that one. I reported that earlier. And nuclear power plants across New Jersey as well as Pennsylvania. So they charged him as an adult. Initially, he was a juvie, 17. But officials spelling this out, he was trying to create TATP, which is a highly volatile and destructive explosive. And so in this one, he was, by all accounts, he was online, one of these teenage young men indoctrinated by Middle East terror groups.
Discord?
And, you know, that's a great question. How did this all begin? Because we've been having the conversation about this very thing with these. And think about his age group, Nick.
Yep.
He was 17 at the time.
That's where they go.
So where was he during the pandemic? These kids all went to the internet. That was sort of supersized. But in this case, this was, by the way, he had an ISIS symbol on the outside of his bedroom door. So I would say to all parents, and I'll say this to myself, like teenage boys,
if you see something, say something.
Yeah. Yo, mom and dad, if he's got an ISIS symbol.
He was a lovely kid. He just, you know, that ISIS symbol outside his door, that was the only red flag that went up.
We just never noticed it on the door.
Like my kids, I should have brought this in. Like my kids, I think they finally took them down. You know, you get those things by like Creations, and it's like a puffy little fabric thing that you can Velcro things, and it says like Michael's room on the outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can put stuff in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like that's on their bedroom door, and they're like, not for nothing, Mom, but can you please take this? But at least there was no ISIS symbol on the door. You know what I mean?
That's a start.
So you could criticize me anymore, but it's really a sad question, and I have Nick's question. You know, what was this? Because we're seeing our teenage young men being indoctrinated in different ways. In this case, this kid, again, full scholarship, champion wrestler. Remember that, Nick? You were looking him up.
Oh, that's
There's
right.
There's video of him.
Yeah,
remember this?
Yeah.
And had his life ahead of him. And in this one, his dad, at the end of the day, apparently he had confessed to this with his father, who is, by the way, Kuwi Abdul-Rahman, who is a top and highly respected attorney, criminal defense attorney here in Philadelphia. A big, beautiful home, the whole shebang, nice family. You know, we keep hearing this narrative, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so different ethnicity, different faith, okay, but the same type of narrative. He now faces 48 years in prison. Will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Good. Good. Don't let him out.
So this is raising a lot of questions. So we have that going on. Our Philadelphia Phillies have a much deserved day off after obviously clinching the NL East. Lost 5-0 to the Dodgers early this morning out in La La Land. Did not sweep out in LA, but who cares? So now a much deserved day off.
Good.
For our Philadelphia Phillies.
As they wrap up in LA, as the LA football team comes to town this Sunday against the Eagles.
Eagles!
Yeah.
And I know we'll get into the whole tush push outrage. Jordan Mailata, who I love and we all love, it's rubbish. You know,
is that what he said? It's rubbish?
Yes, I love him. Something, you know, because he's Australian.
Yeah.
So it's rubbish.
Rubbish.
Let the crocodile dundee. I don't do it. I don't do accents very well unless it's Melania. And we'll get into Melania, our beautiful first lady in her plum hat. And, you know, today's the final day that President Trump, seriously, is in the UK, in England, expected to announce a big business deal over there with Keir Starmer. And I will just say this with the visual, with all the pomp and circumstance, Windsor Castle, you know what was trending? The fact that Queen Kamala and Melania had the colors of the Ukraine flag.
Queen who?
Camilla.
Camilla.
The one, what did you call
it? I thought I heard you say Kamala.
That's funny.
Queen
maybe
Kamala.
Maybe I did say, maybe it was like.
Like, did she win an election elsewhere?
A Venn diagram in my head. yes. So what did you call her yesterday?
I've called her a lot of things.
The hag or the bag. I forget. But anyway, she
was
wearing.
Oh, yes, yes. So who's that ugly hag in the blue dress is what I said.
So she was wearing bright blue.
Yeah.
Melania was wearing yellow. And so they looked like the Ukraine flag. Was this like sending subliminal messages?
Oh.
So reportedly, they're working out some deals. So we'll talk about that and making a major announcement. Tush push. I know I'm missing some things because we had that breaking news that I wanted to bring you the latest. But we have a whole lot to tell you about. And yes, the CDC advisory panel meets today and tomorrow. Vaccines and their recommendations. That's another one to watch for today.
And also Trump labeled Antifa a terrorist organization. So that's good.
So that's, we can all agree. That's nice.
I agree.
So we'll talk about the good Jimmy, the bad Jimmy, the FCC, which, you know, Greg Stocker would like to get rid of.
Ugh.
But for now, we got to talk about our friends.
Overpaid bureaucrats doing nothing but saying, did you say that? Is that proper? Shut up.
Making Greg Stocker's life miserable.
Ugh.
But you know what makes Greg Stocker's life so happy and enjoyable?
Lots of shrimp.
Shrimp and Piazza Auto Group. So here's the thing. You got to explore the diverse Volkswagen lineup featuring SUVs, sedans, compacts, and, yes, electric vehicles. Piazza Volkswagen of Langhorne and Ardmore. You can visit piazzavw.com. You can browse the inventory, schedule a test drive. You want to do this. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group. As always, grateful to you sponsoring the first edition, a longer than usual with all the breaking news and flags flying at half staff for our fallen officers. But yesterday, a cloudy, rainy day. We needed the rain, Nick Cale. But it's going to feel like summer again today.
That's right, Don. Here we go again. 67, cloudy right now, but we have sunny skies ahead this afternoon, and it's going all the way up to 82 degrees. The weather's very bipolar these days. Have you noticed that? Philly weather brought to you by MT, Rule Your Generac Generator Experts. That's MTRUHL.com. Big Take is coming up next. Curtains for Kimmel. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
each day.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
On this 18th day of September, it's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps and watch us on YouTube. Cut Sheets coming up at 7:45, Jimmy Failla at 8:30, Fight Club at 9:10, and another chance to scoop up Adam Sandler tickets. Down the stretch we come in the 9 o'clock hour. But let's get down to business Thursday morning. Let's get to what we like to call the Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Wawa, the Big Take, curtains for Kimmel. You know, I don't take joy in people losing their job or their career ending. I certainly feel for those who lose a gig when they live paycheck to paycheck, like a majority of us, and have a family to provide for. But for the liberal Hollywood legacy media elites that have enough money to last lifetimes, I feel no remorse for you professionally when you are justifiably fired. And this week, and going back to last week, we've been talking about Charlie Kirk. And in the aftermath of it, we've kind of branched out with different subjects and topics surrounding the media, what you can say, what you can't say, consequence culture, and cancel culture. And they are two entirely different animals. Cancel culture usually happens to somebody who's, quote, nobody, living paycheck to paycheck, somebody who says all lives matter, true statement, shouldn't be fired for that. Consequence culture, here's an example. Putting up low ratings with operating expenses that exceed revenue brought in for your employer while saying factually incorrect things, demonizing half of the country for 9 years, and ultimately having the death of another human being occur, and then claiming it was, you know, merely a joke. That's Jimmy Kimmel. The same Jimmy Kimmel who would cancel you over wearing blackface back in the day, but was immune to those things that he did when he was younger. Well, he was, you know, he was just Jimmy Kimmel. Just Jimmy being Jimmy back in the day. It's 2025. Common sense has returned. 2017 through 2024 is not walking through that door anymore. Welcome back, America. And corporate media has realized two things. Overpaid, unfunny dummies who are costing their employer millions in the negative are a bad business decision. And mocking half of the 350 million Americans is stupid, especially when it culminates in tragedy. Good riddance, Jimmy. I don't wish you any ill will. I'm sure you're going to live your life to the max and then some as you get paid not to work. But if you're keeping track, Colbert, done at CBS this upcoming May. Jim Acosta, out at CNN. Joy Reid, gone at MSNBC. Don Lemon, relegated to YouTube. Chris Cuomo, hanging on for dear life at News Nation. Terry Moran, out at ABC. And now comes Jimmy Kimmel. And the segment in question that may have caused Kimmel's cancellation stemmed from earlier this week. Here was Jimmy Kimmel on ABC. Now, due to copyright and YouTube issues, we can only play you the audio. No video, but I want you to listen to this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, okay?
Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin had Republican parents, and he himself enjoyed his own Second Amendment rights. Other than that, he was entirely left-wing in the last 1 to 2 years. Hatred for Charlie Kirk, pro-trans, and let's be clear, I'm not anti-trans. You live your life. It's just not at the expense of girls and their safe spaces. Other than that, the world should be your oyster. Is Jimmy Kimmel's joke in poor taste? Yes.
Is it fireable? No. But his facts were wrong in the beginning of the clip. And his track record of rhetoric is no longer defensible. On top of the business side of things, this is ABC, ESPN as well. They're both owned by Disney. And you think, or you should think, happy thoughts with Disney. And of course, a huge price tag attached to it. Not left-wing radical ideology and hatred and division. If Jimmy Kimmel gives that stand-up bit that we just played for you at Bob's Bar and Beef in South Philly, where he's paid $1,500 for a two-hour session, he's probably fine. But not for a corporation like Disney. They were looking for an out, and they found one. According to Variety, Ben Stiller says, quote, this isn't right. California Governor Gavin Newsom accused the Republican Party of not believing in free speech, saying, quote, they are censoring you in real time. Which is pretty rich coming from the party who wanted you shut down on Twitter for questioning an election or the effectiveness of a vaccine. See, we are currently experiencing a daytime soap opera in real time with the Democrats. We could call it the left and the restless. You have female Democrats denouncing the Dems on TikTok, saying Charlie Kirk's killing was the last straw. We played a few of those yesterday for you late in the cut sheet. And Rachel Maddow spent all of 22 seconds on her Monday, one night a week program on Charlie Kirk's killing. The biggest news story in a week for a host who's on once a week, and she spent 22 seconds on it. And the media has failed. They bombed their final exam. Isaac Shore writes for Mediaite.com, quote, Charlie Kirk's assassination was a test. The media failed miserably. The Atlantic's Jemele Hill has had to delete a tweet in which she said that a white supremacist was at the hands of Charlie Kirk's death. And Kimmel's demise was on Monday. And across the networks, scanning to rival CBS, you had this laughable presentation. 5 days after Charlie Kirk's death, I present to you John Dickerson. Listen and watch.
5 days after Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooter's motive remains elusive. No writings left behind, vague secondhand testimony. That uncertainty and the risk of drawing sweeping conclusions suggests the murder may share similarities with recent violence not driven by an obvious political ideology. The FBI recently recognized a new category, nihilistic violent extremism.
Brendan Carr is the FCC chairman. Oh, and by the way, CBS News has since gone on to delete that video and take it down with every spot that they posted it on. But Brendan Carr is the FCC chairman of the Trump administration, and he is threatening immediate action against Jimmy Kimmel, ABC, and Disney for deliberately misleading the public by claiming Charlie Kirk's assassin was a MAGA conservative. Chairman Brendan Carr calls Kimmel's malicious lies as, quote, truly sick, and says they should result in Kimmel's immediate suspension and may lead to ABC losing its broadcast license. Chairman Carr confirms the agency has, quote, a strong case to hold Kimmel, ABC, and Disney accountable for spreading dangerous, politically motivated misinformation. Quote, this is a very, very serious issue right now for Disney. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to take action on Kimmel, or there is going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. Quote, they have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. There are calls for Kimmel to be fired. I think you could certainly see a path forward for suspension over this. And of course, what happened with Kimmel late last night, we just discussed. But lastly, when we talk about the Democrats and the state of the left right now, I want to go back to 44, Barack Obama. Listen and watch this.
I have to recognize that on both sides, undoubtedly, there are people who are extremists and who say things that are contrary to what I believe are America's core values. But I will say that those extreme views were not in my White House. I wasn't embracing them. I wasn't empowering them. I wasn't putting the weight of the United States government behind extremist views. And that is when we have the weight of the United States government behind extremist views, we've got a problem.
You know, he thinks he's so correct because he's so smooth. He's been out of office for close to a decade, but he's still pulling the strings. The vernacular, the vocabulary, the terminology, the buzzwords, the cliches, they start at the top. We all realize it was third term Obama under Joe Biden. Things like Hitler and totalitarian and fascism trickles down to Schumer and Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and Randy Weingarten, all the way down to the entry level schlub on the left. But to channel my inner Greg Gutfeld, seriously.
Don't play that bull with me.
I'm seriously not interested in the both sides nonsense anymore.
That is dead.
I'm not interested in the past, the right-wing violence historically being predominant. I live in recent times. And recently, especially in the last 7 or 8 years, you go back to 2017, it's been the left. And the polling shows that the left is largely okay with this moving forward in America. We gave you all of the data points and stats from the YouGov polling yesterday on the show. So I say, you know what? Shove it, Barry. Or maybe Big Mike Ken. But the biggest takeaway should be this. They have a difficult time beating Republicans, especially Donald Trump at the federal level right now, on policy. They can't logically, calmly, and articulately beat you in a debate without shouting you down and throwing a hissy fit. And what do? They resort to the last page, or maybe the first page, or every page of the playbook. And it goes beyond racism, but terms like fascism and Hitler and fascism for a moment, which 99% of their base can't even define, much less see it if it sat on their face, and things like Hitler. Because you know why they do it? It elicits an emotional response from those who can't process rhetoric from words and thoughts that ultimately lead to abhorrent action. And I'll point out this absurdity, and I'll leave you with this. On the whole media front, the legacy media, Democrats, politicians, and random people on social media, the left says Charlie Kirk was anti-gay. Not true, but that's their claim. Yet those same people support Palestine and Gaza. Who would throw them off of a rooftop or behead them for being gay? I want you to think about that. You support that group, but claim Charlie Kirk is anti-gay and you hate him for it, and he had to die. I rest my case. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Wawa. Wawa's newest $6 meal deal is here. Choose a shorty hoagie, chicken sandwich, or a wrap, plus a small fountain drink. And Hershey chips offer just $6. Three choices, unlimited flavors, just the way you like. Gotta have a Wawa. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in on X at 1210WPHD. And, of course, in our YouTube chat, we have a lot to get into with the Jimmy Kimmel news coming down late last night. And we'll get Dawn's thoughts when we come back. Kale and Company, it's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. The kiddos are back in school, so it's time to get back to style at Bucks County Estate Traders. Save 20 to 50% off store-wide. Sale runs now through the 20th. Shop online with code STYLE2025, BucksCountyEstateTraders.com, or visit their Hatfield showroom. Open 7 days a week. We saw the owner last night.
I was just going to say that. Great guy. And we will have a big announcement about Bucks County Estate Traders and this radio show in the upcoming weeks. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Get ready. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. And swing on by. He's looking forward to helping you finish or refurnish your home.
Yes.
All right, Dawn Stensland.
Let me just ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I just was going to ask him, and I didn't have the chance, but, like, let's say you have stuff, like nice
stuff,
antique, you know, furniture or artwork. And so if you trade it in, like, for some other things that you covet,
he buys
on the Bucks
everything.
County,
yep. He'll buy it up.
But I'm just asking if that is confidential, you know, from other family members, you know, like your husband. Who might not notice? Like for
what happens at Bucks County Estate Traders stays at Bucks County Estate Traders.
Stensland, nice.
Larry's going to come home one day. Dawn, did you get rid of... where's my thinking couch?
He won't notice for like a year.
My thinking couch. Does he have a thinking couch?
In the library.
Oh,
he does.
Stenson has a library, Kale. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Full of books that I wouldn't be able to read.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. All right, Dawn. Jimmy Kimmel's going to have a lot of time to do some reading, probably on a beach while he's sucking down Coronas with high society. Your thoughts on all of this, from the FCC to the way these corporations like ABC work, and what he said on Monday, the whole shebang.
When a conservative says something stupid, they get ripped in the media. It's just that simple. When you say something stupid,
well, Brian Kilmeade,
or obtuse,
nothing happened to Brian Kilmeade.
Right? Well, he got in trouble. He issued an apology.
Okay, but nothing happened to him, right? The FCC didn't come down on him. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
That we know of. But the truth, the truth is that that letter is in his file, if you will, because it keeps coming up.
Oh, sure.
And everybody agrees that what Brian said, we talked about it. Nick did a whole, you guys did a whole segment on it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about us. I'm just saying the FCC, that big government organization that shouldn't be there, that didn't come down on Brian Kilmeade or Fox News for what Brian Kilmeade said, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just saying. So like, I'm just saying that
his punishment was having to get up on a weekend and go on a weekend show to issue the apology.
And by the way, it could be based on money. And Dawn, I really didn't mean to derail you.
No, that's okay.
I apologize. But like, it could all come down to money and the fact that Fox and Friends is highly rated and it makes money for Fox News and they want to keep it. And Jimmy Kimmel has no ratings and probably loses money. So it could be that factor as well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that if we're trying to be fair here, one person was fired for something and the other person wasn't.
Right. I know that the conversation, and I was this morning reviewing, CNN, Abby, who was, they were on there having this conversation, and all of these academic people, and they're saying, oh, this is about free speech and the government overreach and so on and so forth. If I said something after, or if any one of us said something, particularly after a heinous assassination of a public official, a young father and dad, and I said something that was highly insensitive and horrifying, and let's just say that one of our sponsors called Odyssey or called Greg Stocker and said, not for nothing, but I'm pulling my advertising, I'm pulling it. Or let's say somebody in this case, and there was, that's what basically happened here. In other words, I'd be fired if all the advertisers called and said, nope, she went way too far. And this is the last straw, which, by the way, with Jimmy Kimmel, I think it is one of those situations where this was not a first strike.
No.
It's not like he's always funny and lighthearted and kind and respectful or whatever, which it is comedy. And I'll give you that I don't generally like it when any comedian is censored.
Mm-hmm.
You think of pushing that edge and pushing the envelope. You think of Dave Chappelle and all the politically incorrect stuff. But I think this is different. This is not like an HBO special. This is on so-called mainstream TV where you can't curse and they have stricter rules. And it was really just, to me, first of all, it wasn't funny. It was way over the top. But at the end of the day, this is a situation where you have to be accountable to your network, your advertisers, everybody. And so that's the bottom line here.
And
the FCC
also,
did not fire him. The government did not fire him.
Right.
I understand all the arguments. I understand that Trump has spoken out about him. I understand what the FCC chair said. And he did come out. And in my humble opinion, he did not need to say what he said.
I totally agree. And we got to rip a couple of outlets out there. Rolling Stone last night. In the hours leading up to the decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel, two sources familiar with the matter say senior executives at ABC, its owner Disney, and affiliates convened emergency meetings to figure out how to minimize the damage. Multiple execs felt that Kimmel had not actually said anything over the line, which I agree with. I don't think it was over the line and a fireable offense by any stretch, the two sources say, but the threat of the Trump administration retaliation loomed. I call BS on that. because to me, the headline should be, after costing the company more than he brought in, he became expendable. Also, bashing Trump is bad business. It's not 2016 anymore. Read the room. Trump won the popular vote. You are now in the minority. But to the bigger point, I want to just mention what Dawn just said. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes at a place like ABC? Maybe Dawn's right here, where possibly some of these big advertisers, I don't know, Coca-Cola, Pfizer, whoever, maybe goes to ABC and says, again with the Trump stuff, and maybe some of these big-time advertisers that decide where they spend their ad dollars say, I'm not a big Trump guy, but 10 years of this, and after Charlie Kirk, maybe they said, we're going to pull our ad dollars from Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's have this discussion on the other side, because we're up against a break here. But I do believe that two things can be true at once.
So do I
think that there is a lot of hypocrisy going on about this. But also, if he was valuable to ABC, ABC would protect him. And there's been countless examples. There's been countless examples of people saying things at the wrong moment in time. Bill Maher is one of them. Howard Stern is one of them. Rush Limbaugh is one of them. That have, you know, that have had stations pull them for things they said.
Yep.
And in this case, it was Nexstar Media Group that was going to pull all those ABC.
And they're trying to get trying to get a merger through. They're trying to, you know. So yeah, it was just the wrong time to say this.
Yeah.
When they're trying to get business done. So you know, it's just, you know, wrong place, wrong time. You can say something one day and it doesn't mean anything. The next day you say it and somebody's trying to push a merger through, they're like, that's not helping our cause. We have to get rid of them.
Not all days are created equal. 855-839-1210. We'll continue this conversation. Hour two on the way. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.